Blog Talk Radio.
Let us be jolly and celebrate, 'cause surely no longer we have to wait. Hail the Redeemer, he's ever near. Come into his rest and release your fear. So people rejoice and be glad. Take note of the things that will make you sad. There's so many things to be thankful for. Come and let us adore. You give me joy. The word, the Lord has come. You give me joy. Oh God, yeah. Oh, don't be left behind. Don't you be left out. Just think of something.
Good evening and good evening. I pray that everyone is blessed and truly highly favored. Amen. Because God is in the blessing business and I'm in the receiving business, and I'm prepared to receive everything he has for me. And he said he only has good things. Praise the Lord. So we are on a Thursday night tonight instead of Wednesday. Last night I had to attend a function, so I want to give a little shout out before we begin the show to the Ontario Insurance Adjusters Association. I was at their Christmas banquet last night, had a wonderful time. I also want to give another shout out to Intrepid Investigations here in Toronto, Ontario. Praise God. Wonderful, wonderful people. And I just wanted to give a shout out because they were so good to us and treated us so well. And we are truly appreciative and grateful. Amen. And speaking of grateful, it's been a very interesting week. We've had, in Toronto, we've had a funeral for a police officer who died, who was in a very serious car accident when he was actually rushing for an emergency call. So we are thinking of the Zichik family tonight and lifting them up in prayer. A young fellow, I believe, is in his mid-30s and had so much left before him, praise God. But you know what? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. We can never understand why, but when you think about it, God doesn't make mistakes. And the Lord has taken lots of people I know and love, very dear to me, personal people. And it's sad, but unfortunately, we can't question why God does what he does. There's a song, it says, we will understand it better by and by, amen, by and by. When the morning comes, my, we will understand it better by and by. But for now, we have to trust and obey as Scripture tells us to. But we're thinking of that family. We also laid to rest in South Africa, and this is a part of our theme tonight about Nelson Mandela. They talk about people like Father Abraham, father of many nations and many. And I would like to think that Nelson Mandela is a man of peace who is a father of many, because I know he's sort of a father of an entire nation, South Africa. But he represents so much more, not just to them, but to many around the world who have deeply been moved by everything he's done. So we will focus our energies this evening, and we will still stick with our Christmas theme, but we want to do our dedication to a wonderful, wonderful man of strength, of courage, endurance, and of peace. And now that he's found his final resting peace, that God would continue to have mercy on the people of South Africa, and that the world would continue to be a support for them, and as they continue to prosper and grow in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Before we begin in prayer, I'm going to go ahead and play the Soweto Gospel Choir. Friends that I got to connect with Shimmy. I wanted to email him. I'll have to contact him through Twitter. But if he's listening, Pastor Jay is thinking about you guys and praying. We've been praying. And know it's hard for you to go through this and everything and all the struggles and trials and tribulations you've all been through. And we're thinking and feeling for you. But before we begin in prayer, I'm going to dedicate this out to all of South Africa and all the South Africans around the world. And much like we do, I think we were all South African for a day, man. And so this is for all of us who also bond in brotherhood and sisterhood with our South African brothers and sisters. And I'm going to play Blessed. And this song always touches my heart, so you'll have to bear with me, because I've always been really deeply moved by this song, because you can feel their passion when they sing it. And this is Soweto Gospel Choir, and this is their national anthem. Baby, baby. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We don't understand all that you do, Father, but you said the mysteries will be unveiled. But Father God, we ask right now that you give us strength, give us wisdom, give us discernment, Father God, and give us the patience and the understanding to be able to accept those things that are brought upon us, but we would also ask for the continued grace and mercy that you bestow upon us just because you choose to love us despite whether we are good or bad or indifferent. Father, we lift up the family who have lost their loved one, the police officer on the line of duty, Father God, and that you would encourage them and be their strength. And you said when you left that you would send a comforter, and Father, we ask that comfort would be the biggest priority for them, Father, and that you would allow strength to overcome in the next few days to allow them to be able to deal and move on and keep his memory alive as they continue to do what they need to continue life. Father, we thank you for the life of a man who we need to learn from, a man of peace and a man of strength, a man of great courage, Father God, and that we would be able to emulate a lot of what he has taught us, not necessarily by his words, but also by his actions, Father. Let us not be quick to speak and slow to anger. But Father, we ask that we would have the patience and the endurance to get through. The fruits of Spirit says that long suffering is one that we must take on. But Father, we ask that you be ever present so we can continue to get through, because we know we cannot do anything without you. You are our everything and you are our all. Philippians 4:13 says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And Father, we truly believe that. And we won't just speak it, but we will walk it and talk it and know deep within our hearts and us be reminded daily that this is the case. But Father, as we prepare through this Christmas season, that we not only remember that it is better to give than it is to receive, but that you gave us the greatest gift known to mankind, a gift of love that no man can ever duplicate, and a debt that we do not have to pay and probably never could. So, Father, as we continue through the season, that we would keep these things in mind and continue to remember that we are but humble servants and followers of you, and wherever you lead us, we shall follow. Continue to guide us and direct us. But as we prepare this show, Father, we ask that lives be changed, lives be touched, lives be moved, and that we can learn something, including myself. But right now I ask that you would take over and mold me, make me, fill me, and use me now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I want to play another song. I'm going to play this one because I think this is kind of fitting. And it's Baba Yetu by Christopher Tin featuring the Soweto Gospel Choir. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Baba Yetu with Christopher Tin featuring the Soweto Gospel Choir. All right. Shout out time. Praise God. First of all, we have to wish a congratulations to a newly born Abigail Maria came into this world at a whopping, I believe it's 7 pounds. 8 ounces or 8 pounds, 7 ounces, something like that. Praise God. And that her mom and dad must be mighty proud. And I know her brothers and sisters are excited. So we just want to say congratulations and that the Lord bless you. The Lord be with you. The Lord uphold you. The Lord encourage you. The Lord give you wisdom. The Lord give you strength. And that you would grow to be not only a child of God, but the child that the Lord has raised you and already preordained you to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The birth of a baby is such an exciting thing. It's like getting a new Christmas present. Praise God. And she was born just around time, in time for Christmas, just to bring a little chaos to that household. Praise God. And so we're so excited for her. Also, if you've had a birthday between last week and today, so we've got that one extra day squeezed in there, so I've got two people I know. My Uncle Orville, I just want to say happy, happy, happy birthday to my Uncle Orville in Barbados. And also, there's a young lady I know, a very dear friend of mine in Windsor, and she's 16 years old today. I can't even believe this. I'm afraid to see her. 16 years old, and apparently from what I understand from her mom, it said that she got her license. So, she's not only 16, but what they say, have wheels, will travel. So she's raring to go, no doubt. And I'm sure those keys are probably the first thing she asked for. So we're going to say congratulations to her, Ms. Brianna. And we're going to pray that you would have travel mercies as you take hold of the keys and go. And we're going to pray for your mom, because I know she's going to be praying and worrying about her little princess. Praise God. And it doesn't matter how big you think you are always your mama's baby. Praise God. So we want to congratulate her for her birthday. And anyone else out there, we just want to tell you happy birthday. And if you've had a promotion or you've experienced or overcome something new, I saw someone there the other day said something about 96 weeks or something, smoke-free. So somebody gave up smoking for that many weeks. Congratulations. We who don't smoke can be so quote-unquote judgmental at times and think, you just stop. It's a bad habit. But when you think about it, it's a healthy addiction to some degree, because I say healthy because it's not considered illegal to smoke. But at the same point, it's still an addiction, because something draws you to it and you have a desire and a passion and a feel for it. And so you have to overcome that. And it's not as easy as some people may think. And, you know, some of us will say mind over matter. But you know what? I don't have an eating addiction, but I can tell you, if you told me to give up some of my favorite foods, I wouldn't be too happy about it. So we can't be too judgmental. We have to pray and support and encourage those who need to give up something that they're struggling with. Amen. And so I want to give a shout out to her, too, for her accomplishments. And also those who are graduating, I know some are on Christmas break from the colleges and universities. And so I know they're on a much-needed break, because they're feeling the crush of the exams, and some have just finished their exams. So you can go and rest and take a few days and relax and chill out, because in the new year, it'll start all over again, but at least you'll have a little bit of a break in between. Praise God. But those of you who have had a birthday and all those who are celebrating, this is for you.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Go to the dance floor.
Everybody pop some more way, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some low. Pop some more way, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some low. Yeah. Happy party day. Yeah. Who day? Are they? Who day? Happy, 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 happy time. Everybody must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This time, party no need to pretend. See, are they? Everybody go there. You go drink some tea, you go kaput. Everybody sing say, you got them little way, way. When you see them little way, way. You go sing, you go dance, you go run. You go the one where they come from. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy happy birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there, yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there. Down sweet to baby, I'm your hot thing. Everybody make you jelly, they go. Jelly like say, there's no tomorrow. Every day is the holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 pure. Everybody make you hip-hop pure. My mama, yeah, yeah. My mama, yeah, yeah. You make a taboo today, yeah. Every party, party day, yeah. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony.
Happy birthday to you. See,
Never hear her go what the hell. So can be love to fantasy. Suddenly, all the ladies are calling me. See, it be like when you enter the place, everybody don't begin to the class. See, because you hear bumper to bumper. Some people change that to fend that to bumper. You can see them die. But this party no danger. Everybody jump to kiss on the jolly. Jump because I don't hear yori yori. Some money. If you like say you want to go this instead.
Feel it,
Can it be deal? For this party, yes, no big deal. For this party, no big deal. I love all of us.
Now, everybody wanna party hard. Now we have a party hard.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Everybody just come to the zanga. For this party, I get body zanga.
Happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Amen. Praise God. And again, we say happy birthday. Congratulations. And that God will continue to bless everything you do, everything you put your hands to in his name. And that you would continue to be prosperous and happy. We wish joy, peace, and love and happiness to everybody. Praise God. Whatever I want for me, I certainly want it for you. Amen. Praise God. All right. We're going to put on some more music. Then we've got to deal with our international happenings. We've got all kinds of wonderful things taking place. So that's kind of exciting. And then we're going to deal with some new music. So check this one out. This is, once again, our Soweto Gospel Choir. And this is In the Name of Love. And then we'll be back with our international community events and happenings.
Yeah.
in the name of love. Everything the Lord has done and does and continues to do is in the name of love. Amen. And Mandela did what he did in the name of love. He loved his people. He loved his country. Amen. And they say there's no greater love than a man who would lay down his life for his brother. And we know Nelson didn't do that, but he almost could have. And we know many in South Africa did. And we don't want to discuss the bloodshed because we want to discuss the future and where things go from here and the good things that are slowly happening. And we continue. And I'm sure things are not where they need to be because I live in a country where we have so many freedoms. But there are still some problems. So I think everywhere you go, there's still always going to be problems. But everywhere you go, life can always be better. Amen. And so that's what we want to do. Our goal in life is always to not just have better for ourselves, but to have better for our future, for our children, the people of tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Okay, let's check out some of these community international happenings. The UK is thriving these years. I'm telling you, these days they're doing some amazing things. I really have to get back over to England. I really do. I see it coming in the future because as an author, I know my books are heading there. And so I'm coming. I don't know how many of you know it, but this is where I was born. I was born in London, England. So it's time for me to go home and bring my books, and I certainly want to take a look at some of the amazing things that are happening over there. They seem to really enjoy worshiping and serving the Lord. Amen? Praise God. All right, so now we just want to grab on to a few of these things that are happening around the neighborhoods near you and near me. Barbados, congratulations. We want to give a shout-out to Keeping Up with the Joneses. Their Christmas special. The movie is out and it is about. Amen. And they've even got their new episode coming to CBC in Barbados. It's Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation on TV8 if you're in Barbados. And that will be coming out soon. I believe it's Thursday, December the 19th. Barbados, first ever sitcom, returns to CBC. So congratulations to them. And they have the movie going on right now. And I'm really going to have to take a look at this and see how things are going with those guys. We got to interview them and meet them when we were in Barbados. Okay, Friday, December the 20th. Okay, here's some information for you. From the Wellingborough Seventh-day Adventist Church organization in the UK. Now let's see if I want to make sure I read all of this properly. December 20th, 2013. So this is going to be a little more special. It says, make a plan to be there. Bring your voice, a friend, and an offering. Amen. Community carol service. God willing, let's all meet on this date. Tell your friends, family, school, college, university, and workmates. Bring them all. Mince pies afterwards. Amen. Now, you have to be British to understand what mince pies are, and this is like their Christmas treat, and along with the Christmas pudding. But this is not Christmas pudding. These are mince pies, and I can remember as a little girl, when my mom was in her nursing, we would go to her nursing place, and she was making mince pies, and I would get to go. Well, she wasn't making them. There was a nurse someone in the kitchen of this place that was making these mince pies, and I can remember actually being in there and helping as a very little small girl, praise God. So the mince pies are fun and very tasty. And they're going to have mince pies afterwards. And it says, see you soon. And honestly, what child is this? Amen. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap? Amen. Praise God. If you don't know, well, you need to contact me. And I will be more than happy to explain what child is this. Praise God. Continuing with the Christmas theme, I like this one too. Happening in Barbados, December 16th to the 20th, games, movies, and carols. It's the most wonderful time of the year. What better way to celebrate than at Praise's First Christmas Camp? I love this. And if you want to contact their office in Barbados, it's 426-2443 for more information. And I love what they call it. It's so cute. You have to see the flyer. It's the Christmas Happy Camp. Now, if you want to go to the Christmas Sad Camp, I don't think that one is open. Amen. You want to go to the Christmas Happy Camp. So definitely this is going to be so much fun for the children. And I believe it's children 3 to 12 years old. I remember this is just over the little Christmas break, December 16th to December 20th. And let me see, it says from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Amen. And I think it's $65 per week. So they say, hey, it's affordable. Amen. So if you want some more information, the number again is 426-2443. All right. The Glass Awards. They are slowly moving things along and getting themselves all geared up. As you recall, last year, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, we covered the Glass Awards, and we even covered the interviews on the red carpet. We got to meet all kinds of wonderful people, Sharon Riley and J.J. Harrison and Londa Lamont and, oh, so many other people. Just amazing, amazing musicians and singers and the TC3 won an award, wonderful children's choir. So you definitely want to check it out. This year, once again, it's in Toronto, and it will be on July the 19th in 2014. But much like we are, they are expanding to the Caribbean, and there will now be the Glass Awards Jamaica. Yes, and Pastor Jay is going to be there to cover everything, live and direct from Jamaica. Praise God. And that's taking place March 29th, 2014. I'm giving you these dates because guess what? If you want to come to Jamaica as well, then you're more the merrier. And I'm going to be arranging to also do some book signing and ministry work while I'm there because J. Wright Rouse books are also available right now at Kingston Bookstore. So we will definitely be hanging out in Kingston, Jamaica. Amen. Okay, January 17, 2014. In, I believe this is in Tennessee, Clarksville, Tennessee. That's correct. Okay. It says here, this is the biggest red carpet pre-stellar blockbuster showcase. It's official. Our headliner is Lisa Knowles and the Brown Sisters. The Brown Sisters from Tuscaloosa. Forgive me. Such a hard word to say. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And the new converted voices, George Dickens Jr., the Gospel Disciples, evangelist Jerry Bolton of the legendary Bolton Brothers, co-hosting with Walter B. Harris from WJTH 101.7 FM in Calhoun, Georgia, John Smiley, and the Spiritual Voices, WJSR The Voice Broadcasting, and a host of others. Vendors, it says, hit me up. Hit me up in the inbox. Great fun, great food, great fellowship, record companies, artists, management companies, radio announcers, and promoters will be in the house. Ticket go on sale November 27, 2013. So they're on sale already. And for the low, I love this, low price, not just low, but the low price of $5 in advance. And that's pretty good for all of that talent and $10 at the door. And here's a number for you. It's area code 347-850-7464. Or, and I know this is another Georgia number, 770-899-7959. Amen. Praise God. Sounds like it's going to be fun. We also want to brag and boast about our very own special musician that we like to support, J.B. Sachs, Jason Brown, and we got to speak with him several times, and you know I'm always playing his music. Well, he will be at George Stevens Center on December the 29th. at 2 p.m. And that is 570 South 65th Street, San Diego, California. And you might want to check him out if you want some more information. Now, remember, all of our events are posted right here on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Also, I love this, I love this, I love this, and I say this every week, and I'll be saying it up until the date. Call to be different, New Year's Christian Ball. I love it. Thai Affair, Christian DJ, and it says Yam and Femi. Those are the ones putting it on, and it's Friday, December the 27th at 2 p.m., and it's the Ivory Mansion in London in the U.K., all right? You don't want to miss it. It's such an exciting event. I think it's wonderful. I like that, called to be different. I'm different, and I've had to learn to accept that I was different for many, many years. And you know what? If we weren't all different, we'd all be exactly the same. Now, how would anybody know the difference between us if we were all the same? Amen? All right. The tickets are £15, and it says prize, draw, entry, and food. Okay. And it's £20 at the door to purchase tickets and venue details. You can get in touch with us, and we'll hook you up with all the right people. We even have the event page on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications page, so you can actually join to go to the event if you want. Again, that's December the 27th, and from 7 p.m. until 12 a.m., and please note, young people, this is for you. It is for 18 years of age and up. All right, we got to speak to this wonderful person, and I'm hoping that I will be in the city in Toronto to be able to attend December 28, 2013, right here in good old TO, the Canadian Comedy Award-nominated show, Desperate Church Wives. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I really want to see this. It's debuting in Mississauga. Please come out and support this Christian-based funny solo show at the Gospel Cafe, and that's Saturday, December the 28th at 8 p.m. It's $10 in advance, $15 at the door. And once again, the flyer and information is on our Facebook page. And you might also want to check out Diane Johnston. She's www.dianejohnston1.com. Okay? Just a reminder, my friends, the Soweto Gospel Choir will be back in Toronto on February the 21st, 2014. Grammy Award-winning singers, and of course, you've been hearing lots of their music today as we remember Nelson Mandela and South Africa. Amen. All right. Now, this is this weekend, so this is the last time. You guys don't want to miss this. It's Praises Go Up Gospel Showcase. Now, this is happening Sunday, December the 15th at 4 p.m. at the Sarah Vaughan Concert Hall, $20 for the tickets, When Praises Go Up Gospel Showcase, and that's in Newark, New Jersey, yes. Okay, honoring gospel recording artist Donald Malloy, and the host is Liz Black from, I'm trying to see, WBLS and WLIB Radio. And it's also featuring a performance by Donald Malloy and When Praises Go Up Mass Choir. And it says to come early to shop and dine at the faith-based vendor marketplace and the Terrence Ballroom. Now, the marketplace is open from 12 p.m. until 8, but the concert itself and the showcase starts at 4 p.m. And it says, join us for an afternoon of praise while supporting some of the area's best ministries and gospel artists, okay? And I'm trying to see the address here. It's at the Newark Symphony Hall, I believe. Yes. So you want to check out www.newarksymphonyhall.org, okay? And I think it's 1030 Broad Street in Newark, New Jersey. So that's this weekend, guys, so you don't want to miss that. All right, Detroit Mass Choir Diary on sale for December the 25th, Christmas Day. They did Thanksgiving, and now they're doing Christmas Day at 5 p.m. Okay, so you want to check that out on iTunes. We do have an event page on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. All right, and I think that is it. Check out other things. We've got some other things coming up. Oh, there's a casting call out. Casting New Role in Part 3, sequel of Private Pain in Public Pews, Part 3, Melodies of Deception. I love this flyer. You've got to see the cover. It's amazing. Casting a female gospel singer interested in acting. Paid? You want to contact us, and we will pass you on to Dr. Elaine, and I got her information, but you contact us and we'll pass you on, no problem. And one more shout out quickly, Evangelist DJ has posted this. I'm just trying to see this. Forgive me. Give me one second. I'm just trying to open this up so I can show. Okay. Reza DJ Evangelist Ali. We heard him on our show, and we used to play some of his music, and we will be again in the new year. It says, Love Real Sound System Caribbean Gospel will come out to the Gospel Cafe next Friday. That's the 20th of December. And he will be live alongside DJ Essence. And I like this. We're going to spin it and pull it up. Amen. Praise God. So it sounds like it's going to be a really, really good time. And I think that's wonderful. Praise God. So moving right along, I've got another song that we just broke out with last week, a Christmas song. And we're going to have the opportunity to speak with this young lady who's releasing this. And we're going to find out a little bit more about her, where she is, what inspired her, and what's happening with her. Amen. So I give you right now Christmas Love by Alexis Daniels McFay, a.k.a., and I love this, Jazz A, Christmas Love.
For the season to celebrate his sacrifice, the King of Kings, Prince of Peace, the newborn King, talking about the birth of Christ.
The Prince of Peace.
Christmas love. Praise God. And once again, that's Jazzy, also known as Alexis Daniels McFay. Praise God. I love that song. It's kind of slow and sexy and groovy, and it's really nice, but it's got an important message along with it, too. So it's something you can just kind of listen to and chill out and relax to. And at the same time, as she said, don't forget about Jesus. You know, it's funny because I used to tell my stepson that, you know what, we can't forget Jesus at Christmas. I said, it's his birthday. I said, how would you feel if you had a birthday and everybody forgot about you on your birthday and did so many exciting things and celebrated and never, ever took time to recognize your birthday? So Jesus will have a birthday every year. At least we acknowledge that as his birthday, because we still don't really know the exact date of his birth, but that's the date that we acknowledge his birthday. And it would be sad. So when I have Christmas dinner, my family and I, we always remember to say happy birthday to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to connect up with this young lady, this crooner, and I'm going to call her that because she's got that beautiful jazz sound. She doesn't know this, but I used to sing jazz and the blues. So I love when I meet young people who enjoy that kind of music. It's not something everybody does, especially at our ages. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the wonderful singer of this wonderful song we just heard called Christmas Love. Sister Alexis?
Hello.
Hello, hello, and hello.
How are you? How are you? Just I'm so excited to just be a part of your station, and I'm just excited tonight.
Oh, bless your heart. Praise God. Well, we're excited, too. I love your song. I just said, I used to sing jazz in the blues. I loved Billie Holiday. I was a Mahalia fan for many years. Even in my early 20s, I used to sing jazz and the blues with some much older people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And that's the thing about it with and we'll talk more about, I guess, when you start asking me other stuff. But this, I didn't have this voice many years ago.
Oh,
you know, yeah. I ended up losing my voice about 14 years ago. God held my voice back for me. And when he gave it back, this is how he gave it back to me.
Wow.
In this manner. Yeah.
So what caused you to almost lose it?
Not sure. After I had my daughter, I couldn't sing anymore. And it was, and you know, that's kind of crazy because, you know, when you're used to doing something for so long, I've been singing for a long time, and then it was just gone. And partly I felt that, you know, God was, because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. I had kind of stopped singing. And my mom used to always say, if you don't use your gift, that God can take it away from you.
Yeah,
you know, but
I've heard things
we
like
get
that.
So, yeah, it can happen. And I'm a witness, too, that it can happen. But he gave me a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this second chance, I said, you know, it's a charge to keep I have. I have to go ahead and do his will and do what he asked for me to do. So,
isn't that something?
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to be very careful.
Yeah. You have to.
I think some of us take for granted the fact that God has gifted us so well. For one, know that sometimes there are certain gifts that I have that I'm not too happy I have. But at the same point, there are gifts that you're supposed to have, and God will not only reveal them and use them at the time that he needs them to be used, but you have to respect the fact that where they came from. Amen.
Yes, you do. You do. You do. You do.
So that must have been real frightening for you.
It was. It was a frightening experience, mainly because, like I said, I've been singing forever. You know, I've been singing since I was 3 years old or before that, because my mom said I used to sing all the time, even one or two. But from what I remember being, you know, 5 years old and singing talent shows. So I've been, you know, been doing it for a long period of time, and I was raised up in the church, and so it was an eye opener.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, God didn't fully restore my voice back to me. So possibly about 7 years ago, He restored it. You know, and it took it, you know, because I was really like, okay, when is it gonna come back? My pastor at the time, I'm from Florida. My pastor at that time, I hadn't
mm-hmm.
been to church, you know, and everything. When I finally went back to church, he said to me, he said, God is going to restore your voice back to you. No one knew that I had lost my voice. I just
mm-hmm.
stopped singing. So I knew that it was God.
Amen.
And so it wasn't until about 7 years ago is when he gave it back to me, and he gave it to me in this way, in the jazzy style. And even then I was like, Lord, what do I do with this?
Yeah. But that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, because the uniqueness is what becomes you.
Yes.
And you don't get it, like I was saying, there's not a lot of young people who really are into that. And there's something so bold and sexy about it.
Wow.
I'm not afraid to admit it. I mean, you know what? As Christians and as women, we are allowed to be sexy. There's nothing wrong with that.
We are, hon. And that's why even the name, because for a long time I had just been going by Alexis, and it wasn't until I was at this performance and I was ministering, there was a young guy there, and he was a gospel rapper. He said, so what's your stage name? And I said, my stage name, I got a stage name, but I don't know. And then I told him what it was. And
uh-huh.
he said, oh, I like that. I like mm-hmm. that. And he said, you need to use it. So
yeah.
I said, okay, well, I said, I'm going to pray on it. And God, it, to me, that was God saying, right then, that's it. Jazz act,
right.
That's it. And so we went on to use it, and I said, this is who I am, and I'm going to take, you know, the gift that God has given me, and I'm going to minister to his people the way, you know, that he would like for me to do it. Because what people don't understand, God is so creative.
Yeah.
He's a creative God. And sometimes we want to just put God in a box.
Well.
We can't put him in a box because he's bigger than that.
Yes. We cannot contain him.
Yes. You know, we just mm-hmm. want to say, okay, well, no, this is not gospel. Or no, this is not. But I believe that, like I said, God is so creative that he knows that some things might not reach certain people. Like I always tell people, my ministry may be for someone, and then it might not be for someone else. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to use whatever he's giving me, and I'm going to bless as many people that, you know, that will allow me to. So this is why I use that style. And, you know, I said, jazz is beautiful. You know, and what better way? God is beautiful. His work
yeah.
is beautiful. So putting that together, putting those
mm-hmm.
two together, oh, my goodness, what, wow.
She's about to get caught up in this.
Yes, I'm about to get caught up when
that's
I think
right.
about.
We can have church. We don't mind. Praise
wow.
God.
When
you
I
know, I have to tell you, you remind me so much of my cousin-in-law. Your voice, you sound just like my young cousin, Brooke. And
okay.
they're from the Florida and Georgia regions.
Okay.
And you sound
so
just like her. It's uncanny.
Those accents.
Well, no, the accent, the voice, even the sound of your voice, you sound exactly like Brooke.
Wow.
I know, so it's kind of odd because I feel like I'm talking to my cousin. It's too cute.
Well, Brooke is an awesome person then.
Yeah. She truly is. They are all, and I got to give a shout out to my cousins in Florida, to Minister Nicole and her mom, my wonderful cousin Christine, and Pastor Fred. Praise God. Now, what part of Florida are you from?
I'm from South Florida. I'm actually from the Fort Lauderdale region. I'm from a town called Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Okay.
And it's right by Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's all like right there and in there together.
Okay. Well, they're actually right now, they're based in Miami. So they're not too far.
Yeah, we're right there.
Yeah, they're not too far. Amen. So now I'm trying to remember, has this actually formally released? I know you were doing a release party.
It releases on the 17th.
Okay, I didn't. I wasn't sure if it had released or was coming up. Now, you have to let everybody know, how can they get a copy of this?
Well, it will be released digitally on Amazon, iTunes, and they can go to my website at www.jazzamusic. It's actual www.jazz/a/music.com. They can also find me also on Twitter, www.twitter.com, and Jazz A for Christ. I'm also on Facebook.
Okay, I think we put the Jazz A for Christ. I know we had put a link on our Arouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, but we're going to get all the information so we can post it as well.
Yes.
And get that out there.
Yes, it will.
Now, you said it's releasing on the 17th?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about the release party?
Well, it's going to be, we're just going to do it digitally. I have a 4-track EP with Christmas songs, two of them of which is that I wrote, which includes Christmas Love. There's another track on there called Christmas Baby.
Aww.
And I also have two other songs on there, two cover songs. And basically, when it will be released, like I said, well, they'll have it on my page and everything like that. And I'm trying to remember everything.
Well, if you forget anything, you can always contact us because you know we'll still post it and follow you, and we'll continue to support you.
Yes, please, and I also am going to have an album come out at the top of the year in 2014, and it will actually possibly be released in March.
Okay.
So so look forward to that. And the name of the Christmas EP is called A Whole Lot of Christmas Going On.
Well, amen.
Yes.
Well, and
so
and
I want everybody.
We'll look forward to hearing about the release of your actual CD in the new year as well. So you definitely have to keep us posted and updated. Amen?
I definitely will. I definitely will, Pastor Ross. And I really appreciate you for this interview because, like I said, I really enjoy the ministry and I enjoy the gift that God has given me. And, you know, I just want to reach the masses.
Yeah,
you know, because there's people that need healing and deliverance, and if my ministry can do that, then that's what it's all about. It's not even about Jazz A. It's all about God at the end of the day. Him
Amen.
Getting all the glory. So
Amen.
I'm excited.
Well,
I'm just excited.
He's worthy. He's worthy. Praise God. Now, as you know, you're actually part of our Christmas and our Mandela special. So we were doing some tributes, and we've connected up with some South African groups and different people, and I thought maybe you might want to make a little comment about Nelson Mandela and what your personal feelings are about him.
I believe that Mandela was a great leader. And, you know, he did a justice for, you know, Africa. He did an awesome, you know, job as far as, you know, for us the rights and making sure that the people were receiving the rights that they're supposed to receive. He's like the Martin Luther King of Africa, South Africa. And I also wanted to say, you know, he spent I think he did like 27 years in prison.
Yeah.
You know, that's a long time. And he, you know, and still came out and still, you know, just worthy, you know, with everything that he's done. And he's going to be missed because he is such a valuable asset, you know, not just to Africa, but to us as well.
Amen.
Because, you know, he did do a lot of things, you know, and I really appreciate him. And my heart goes out to his family and just for everything he's done. Like I said, he had longevity, you know, God had given him long years on this earth, you know, and many people don't get to see that nowadays.
That's
so
right.
That's definitely something to show that he did a lot, you know, for the community. So I like I said, we will miss him. He's great, and we will miss him. We definitely will.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for those wonderful words, Sister Alexis. And we're definitely going to be hearing some more, and we'll be playing your single. Now, you were performing someplace. I'm not sure if you'd already done it. I'm just trying to look for the information I had. It was some sort of fashion thing or something?
Yes, we'll be performing tomorrow.
Okay.
If you're in the Greensboro area or surrounding area, Charlotte. If you're in the Triad area, Winston-Salem, Durham, Raleigh, North Carolina, I will be performing at Ashley Stewart tomorrow.
Yes. Okay, I knew I saw something like that. Yes. Okay, well,
yes.
You know what? You have that information on your page?
Yes, that's also on my page as well.
Okay, I will go ahead and share that on ours as well, just so people know, and we'll continue to keep our eyes and ears open for you. I can't wait to hear some more of your music. It's such a unique sound.
Oh, I got much more.
Oh.
I got much more, much more.
You got a whole lot of Christmas going on.
Yes, a whole lot of Christmas going on.
Yeah.
And let everyone know that if they come out tomorrow to the event, they're going to be doing 40% off. And
okay.
I'm a shopper, so anytime I hear 40, 10, 20, 30% off, honey, I'm there. So let everybody know if they come to the event tomorrow from 5:30 to 8, they'll be getting 40% off everything.
Okay. Amen. Okay, that's a blessing. So we're going to continue to support you and watch out for you. And is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to or a church shout-out or something?
Well, I want to just give a shout-out to, of course, my family, my mom, my husband, my children, and my managers at Top Notch Promo. And I want to give a shout-out to my church. At Top Notch Promo, Shawana and Marvin Mack. And I also just want to give one last shout-out to my church, Mount Zion. And actually, we're here tonight because we're working on our Black Nativity play.
Okay.
And so it's going to be awesome. I have an awesome church. But, that's it.
Amen. Bless your heart. So humble. Praise God. I would pray. That was my prayer. Before I even took my call to ministry, that the Lord would continue to keep me humble daily. Amen.
Yes, I still pray that prayer
because some of us, we get so big and we get so mighty that we think we're bigger than God, and nobody's bigger than my God. Amen.
Nobody is bigger than him.
Amen. Oh. Praise God. Well, Sister Alexis, thank you for blessing us. I'm looking forward. I love the voice. I love the sound. I can't wait to hear the rest of the stuff. So looking forward to us. And we will link you to our pages as well and continue to find out where you're going to be performing. And you make sure you remind us, too, so we can announce it all the time, okay?
I definitely will, Pastor Ross. And I thank you again so much, you know, for the opportunity to be on your great show. I am humbled.
Praise
humbled.
God. Well, we are all servants. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes.
Praise God. And before you go, I'm going to pray with you, okay? Father God, in the glorious name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for our sister, and we thank you for the lesson that she's learned. And Father God, we ask that right now you would continue to keep her obedient and to remember it's better than sacrifice. And Father God, we ask that you not only continue to use that voice, but you hone it and tune it, and you bring it forth in a more powerful way, that Father, the strength of you would come out in every note that she would sing. We ask that you touch her music ministry, Father God, and not just through song, but in spoken word. We ask for boldness. We ask for visions, Father God. You said to write the vision and make it plain. So, Father God, lead and direct her and strengthen her. We bind their marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to bless her and her husband, Father God, and continue to give them a three chord that cannot be broken, because we know that when you call one, you call them both. So we speak it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her family. Bless her parents. And Father God, continue to fill that church in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask right now that as she goes along her way and continues to promote you, that you would allow lives to be changed and never to return the way they were before once they've come in contact with the Jesus in her. We ask it now and believe it, and she shall receive it as we claim it in Jesus' name. And all those who agreed said, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. All right,
oh,
my
thank
sister.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. It was a joy and a pleasure, and we're definitely going to get you back in the new year so we can hear some more of that new stuff. Praise God.
Ooh, I thank you for having me again, and I promise you I got some more stuff for you, and like I said, I'm sure it's going to minister to our people and minister because it ministers to me all the time.
Yes,
so
amen.
It
takes but one, amen?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. All right. Thank you again, sister. And we're going to just take her out. We're going to play her song one more time because I love it. It's so cool. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we've been chatting with the lovely Alexis Daniels McFay, also known as Jazz A, and her very wonderful song, Christmas Love.
For the season to celebrate his sacrifice, the King of Kings, Prince of Kings, the newborn King, talking about the birth of Christ. All is shiny and bright, but nothing radiates better than the precious gift of Christ. Oh, we can't forget the reason for the season to celebrate his sacrifice. The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the newborn King, talking about the birth of Christ.
Christmas love. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Pastor Jay Rose here, and we're so excited. As you know, the Soweto Gospel Choir, they've just arrived, Grammy Award winning, and I'm telling you, I've listened to their music, and I'm just overwhelmed and touched by how blessed they sound. I think I've even quoted a song, Bless.
Yes.
Actually, we just played that song, and we did a tribute to Nelson Mandela on that song, and I got teared up and had to kind of hold back some tears because it was very, very deeply moving, and you could feel the passion in their songs and in their words. I have the pleasure of sitting here with this gentleman who literally is very proud of who he represents, the Soweto Gospel Choir. This is Shimi Gianni. He is the choir master, choreographer, and the leader. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, I'm well. I'm so excited to be here. So you guys have just arrived?
Yeah, we've just arrived, yes.
Okay, you must be very tired.
Yeah, we tired. It's a long trip away from South Africa to here.
I can imagine. How long is that flight?
It's about 18 hours, I think.
Oh, my. I've done a flight from London, England to Toronto.
Yeah,
that's where I'm originally from.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And I was a child, thank goodness, and I think I slept through all of that. So that was the joy of it all.
Yeah.
So how many people do you have with you on tour?
Because we're doing an a cappella show, we don't have a band. We've got 22 members.
Right.
Yeah, so basically when you do like a full show, like when there's a band and everybody, we got like 26 members. So our band is at home.
Okay.
So we've got only singers here and dancers and drummers.
So the band is probably a little upset that they didn't get to come.
Not exactly upset, because I mean they're doing something at home, because actually we've got two choirs.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's two choirs that when, like, this is the touring choir that is,
mm-hmm.
So the other one that goes to Africa when they have to perform at home in the continent, and they perform here.
Okay.
So that's the band is
very good.
With them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a touring, and then there's the traditional, I guess, regular choir that would stay home and do more local type thing, or as you said, on the continent
itself.
Yeah,
and then if somebody is sick, like, probably they can't carry on with on tour, and somebody comes up from that choir.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's almost like a replacement. You're better than a football team or a soccer team. This is very good. Maybe you guys should consider taking up sport as well. South Africa's pretty good at sport too, so.
We're not good in soccer.
Oh, I know, but they do have some great athletes there.
Yeah, definitely.
So now, this is your 10th anniversary.
Yes.
I know you've been here before.
Oh, yes.
I know you've been here before. Do you select the countries or the places that you want to go, or you're just repeating some of the places you've already been, or what is it, the range of selection?
What happens is that we don't select where we want to go. It's actually our audience that selects where they want to see us.
On demand.
Yeah, so that we don't actually select where we're going to go there, no.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like when we perform in Canada, then the next time probably when somebody say, I want you guys to come to that, and then we can come, they book us and we come.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know you've done New York and several places. I think, what did they quote you as, sensational or something like that?
Unstoppable.
Oh my. And they are, you know. We did play a few songs. I was able to get my hands on a few songs. So last week, we obviously with the situation at home with Mr. Mandela. And it wasn't even intended to be a tribute, but you can't help but say some words and just the respect that you have with a man who has endured so much.
Exactly, because, I mean, when you go home, you'd see it in people's faces.
Yeah.
And you'll see even the mood, like, everybody's, like, now, I'm talking now, if you can go home now, everybody's, like, there's thousands of people at the hospital when Pretoria, where are you sleeping now?
They were saying that there was choirs, and they were singing gospel songs.
People are praying every day, so for him to get well, and because he's done so much for the country, he's done so much for the continent and for the world. I mean,
for the world, definitely.
So,
well, we feel it.
Yeah.
And as I said, I was going to be playing some songs because for our birthday session and anniversary session, instead of we have different variations of Happy Birthday, and we actually picked Forever Young.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and I loved it. I said, this is so awesome the way they did it. So may you always be forever young.
Yeah.
And I played that, and there was another song. I'm trying to think off the top of my head which one it was, but Blessed. After I said, you know what, I'm going to dedicate this one to Mr. Mandela, and we went ahead and played it, and there was a gap in the show because I had paused.
Oh.
So your music.
Yes.
Is there somebody who writes them, or you just take other traditional songs? What is the venue of how you do your songs?
What happens with our music is that we sing, especially when it comes to Christian music, when we come to like church music.
Uh-huh.
Church music, we sing old hymns that we grew up singing, that we were taught.
Amazing Grace, that was the other one I saw,
We got Always Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got some old hymns that we take from the old hymn book, and we take them there, and then we put them together as a choir. And we also take some traditional stuff that we grew up doing, like you sing a Zulu song, you got to do something in a Zulu. What you try and do every time is just to we make sure that we represent each and every culture and place that we have in our country within the show.
Yes.
So that's what we do,
Okay.
Yeah. So our music basically stays there so that we've got American, we've got like everywhere all over the world, and even in Africa and the continent,
mm-hmm.
we take something from there. Because we do something like Malaika, which is Swahili, so we take something from that.
Right.
Okay.
And so the other languages, you do the English, and you do obviously your mother tongue.
Yeah, because in our country, you know, we've got 11 official languages.
Well, yes, I...
So in our show, we sing in 6 of those.
Okay.
Yeah,
and name those for me.
We've got Zulu.
Yeah, that's...
Xhosa. Xhosa.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. We've got Xhosa, we've got Venda.
Uh-huh.
We've got Sotho.
Uh-huh.
We've got English.
Uh-huh.
And we've got Afrikaans.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Afrikaans. And that's the traditional. I think it's more commonly known, the Zulu and the Afrikaans.
Yes.
Because I think that's the more white-oriented type African dialect.
Yeah.
I think that's the one the world is more commonly known of. And obviously we know about Zulu because they're... like the greatest warriors you could ever imagine.
The most,
See, I do know my history.
Yeah.
I know my history. I know my legacy. So you do a variety of the different tongues. And do you have people who actually do write some of your songs that are involved in the choir?
Yeah, we do. I write songs too.
Okay.
And we've got our musical director, which is Kevin Williams. He
mm-hmm.
writes songs. And actually, most of the choir members, they do write songs. And
Because
we've got like... When we come up with an album, we do say, please, let's write some of our songs and then originate that way, what is there from us that we write, and then after we can take from what from so and so. Yeah.
Now, the world watched from a distance as South Africa suffered.
Yeah.
One of the things that I had mentioned was that obviously, my father's was a man who was very much into African history. He's from Jamaica, but.
Oh, yeah.
We're ancestors. I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
And we're all one.
Yes.
And so it would be very hard to be here in North America and turn on the news and watch what we could see. And, of course, it obviously deeply affects. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't cry tears because I did. It was just, I've watched several Mandela movies and just thought, wow. And we think we suffer here in North America. We don't know suffering.
Yeah.
So now, the choir, it's only been around for 10 years.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, some of them have had experience with some of the depths of the things that have happened in the negative.
Oh, yeah.
And now in the positive. Do you feel that it affects the way the choir sings?
I would say... yeah, sometimes, because you know, even in our show, we have a part where we sing like struggle songs, where we make sure that we salute all the legends. I mean, the Nelson Mandela, the Oliver Tambos, the Desmond Tutu.
Oh yes, okay.
Yeah, so the Chris Hannes,
So yeah, we know these stories about all
so
of these wonderful people.
We've got a part where we sing about them. We've
got
a part where you have to sit down and listen to us when we sing about it, and you'll see the emotions when you sing about it, because we not only here because we wanted to be. It's because it's through Mandela's works and through Oliver Tambo, through Desmond Tutu, you know, it's through Chris Hani, you know, Steve Biko, you know, you count
Biko,
them.
Oh, Biko, yeah.
Yeah,
oh
so
my God,
it's through those people's works and what they fought for, you know. And every time we always say as a choir, we know where we come from and we'll never forget where we come from.
Yeah.
Even if when we came here to Canada, we still think about Nelson Mandela. We went to the plane that we came on now when we flew here. We prayed before we came here that he gets well. We got into our rooms before we got into our rooms. We stood here and we prayed and we sang. So that when you get home at least, because what we're scared about as a choir, that
Something will happen.
Something will happen while we are away.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be, I promise you, that wouldn't be a nice thing.
It's hard.
Even
hard.
Now when they said he was in a critical condition, we were like, South Africa was quiet. And it was like, quiet, because he's our father. That's who he is.
And you know what? That's exactly when I did the tribute, I said, he is their Abraham.
Yeah.
He is the father to a nation.
Oh, yes.
And so, even though you're not all directly related, he is still like the dad.
Yeah.
And so it feels, I mean, if we feel this way,
yeah.
I mean, I feel sad. I don't even look forward to the day.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we all have to go. But I mean, we're watching and waiting for this one. And it's not something you want to experience.
Yeah.
Now, you guys had to delay your tour for a couple of weeks. I think it was 2 weeks.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay.
We had to delay, but we ended up had to come here because we had to come here and perform. But,
right.
Yeah, but because it does give an effect to us because of we were the product of 19. Some of the members are the product of 1976. What happened? The riot when the student marched from. Actually, when the student marched, they marched from my house, like 2 minutes away from my
house. Really?
Yeah. When they marched, and they went to Hector Peterson. Hector Peterson, who died, the first victim to die.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As
I've
walk,
watched those
every
movies.
Time when it's June
16,
when they walk there, you like my house is like right there. So, yeah.
Isn't that something?
So it's one of those things that when we sit and look at ourselves and the nation. And we look at ourselves as you know, the rainbow nation that Mandela said we are, the rainbow nation. And when he spoke to us, he said to us, "You must learn to forgive, but you must never forget."
Oh no.
He told us that, and we were like, "Okay, now
but,
we can take."
But that's that heritage thing that I was saying, because even though I'm of a West Indian background, we still realize we came to a land that we didn't voluntarily come on vacation. And so we can never forget.
Yeah.
And as much, and I do realize that there seems to be a great deal of cultural difference now because you've got West Indians and you've got the Black Americans and we all have a different aspect of it because of where we were raised or where we were brought up.
Yeah.
But no one can ever experience Africa.
Yeah,
and I think I'm finding a lot of more people are going to Africa now because they're more curious.
Yeah, exactly. You find more people coming. They still go to the Nelson Mandela's old house.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is in Soweto, deep down, like downtown Soweto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a lot of tourists coming to South Africa to come and explore.
So now the tour, I know I've got 3 days for you guys.
Yeah.
I believe it's Lindsay, Huntsville.
Huntsville, and then we've got Montreal.
Yes, the Jazz Festival.
The Jazz Festival,
okay.
Yes.
So, and after that, are there any more dates, or you're not sure?
After that, we're going back home, and then we're going to prepare for our Europe tour, because we've got a Europe and a UK tour, and then after that, we still got the States for another 3 months, and then, and then we might be going to Brazil in September. So
okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you guys have ever been there.
Brazil, no.
No, that's very different.
Yeah.
I'm really wondering how you guys are going to handle, because they've got their own different culture altogether.
But the funny part is that we always get tweets and all that from Facebook and people saying, when are we coming to Brazil? So
okay.
But we performed in Beirut. And we went
that's
to Beirut
different.
And it's different. And you'll be thinking, they're going to be looking at us and that, what are you singing? By the way, they love what we're singing. They love looking at us and doing what the dance that we do. I mean,
Now the words for blessed.
Yes.
Can you share me some of the depth and the meaning of the words from the song? I just, I'm hearing it in my head and it chokes me up because you start to realize there's a love there for South Africa.
It is love for South Africa because it's why we said blessed, that because of where we come from as a choir when we started in 2002, and we just want to thank and give praise to God, and we just want to thank our families and our fans and people all over the world that we are blessed for performing for them and them allowing us to come and perform for them.
Mm-hmm.
And not, even though they not know what we saying when we sing in Zulu, but we can still move their hearts. We can still move.
Oh, because you could feel the
passion.
We
can,
yeah,
and you can feel the rhythm, and you can feel the power of the djembe playing and the dances, and you can still feel the choir singing. I mean, and the 24, 26 members singing for you, and you can still be moved. So that's why we call it blessed.
Because it's in two different languages,
yeah.
But you still felt the depth of
exactly,
the song.
Yeah,
and then when it ends at the end, and it just talks about Africa, and I thought, oh,
yeah.
My goodness, it just had me totally choked up.
Yeah, because, I mean, because what we tried to do is that we wanted to make sure that people understand where we come from.
Mm-hmm.
Like as a choir, where we come from and where we are now.
Yes.
And what do they mean to us? Because we... if I can tell you something about Soweto Gospel Choir, that we don't do favors when we go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that people they don't know about us is that we don't go on stage to entertain. We minister to people. You know, we minister to people. So, because you never know, people come in and people are not feeling well. People are just coming to see who are these. Maybe something can revive them.
Yeah.
Something can be done and
or
be
just
released.
The power.
Just the power of God. Yeah. So we try and tell them that God is good. God is alive.
Amen.
Yeah. So yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm still. Speechless because it's unique, especially when you can feel contributions from different
yeah.
parts and different cultures around the world.
Yeah.
This is part of what the Pastor J. Rouse Show is about.
Wow, thank you.
We don't just bring church. We want people to see other aspects
yeah.
of church
yeah.
and that we have fun and
definitely.
We enjoy ourselves. And
yeah.
when you guys get on stage, the movement and the power. You guys have fun.
Yeah.
I think there's even scenes where you guys laugh and giggle.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, that's so cute. And I thought that was so amusing.
Yeah.
But you can't help but laughing along too. And it's still, you still feel the joy.
Exactly.
And so you're able to share that.
Yeah, because I mean, in the presence of the Lord, you can't just go there and just sing and get worried. You got
to
be happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, the joy
sing,
of the Lord is
yeah,
supposed
we joy
to be
the Lord.
Strength.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's why we have to put a smile on your face and just get going and get somebody there. Touch
yes.
that, reach out and touch that person.
Amen.
And tell them that God is alive.
Amen.
God is good all the time.
So I can imagine. So backstage, I know you guys are praying, obviously. And then you go out and you do the show.
Yes.
You were saying about the emotion.
Yes.
Does it show sometimes when you're singing? Do you get caught up in the spirit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. When you sing, especially when you sing, oh, it is Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, then because that's
we're
where
we're
gonna
have to find that when we'll be playing it tomorrow
yeah,
on the show,
and
so they can hear that.
And that's where you get to hear the emotions. That's where you, and then now, and that's where you get to see when you see us live performing. So you would see that we've been through a lot as a choir,
yeah.
and standing there and singing that song, we feel proud of who we are.
So now you guys are sort of like secondary family now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
See, especially when you're touring,
yeah.
because you kind of just have each other, and so you kind of rely on each other.
We rely on
each other,
yes, because we're forever 24/7
yeah.
at each other's faces. And, you know, and, I mean, you must remember one thing, you're working with different characters in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 26 of us.
Yeah.
You know, and every time you got to be revived, you got to be, you know, because we sing the same song like for 3 months.
Yeah.
So every day the song has to be new. So you need to find a way of making it new.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing that, it's us coming together, praying. We make church on our own. You know,
oh, yeah.
So we sit here and open
Amen.
Church. And, you know, we listen to the word, and we'll be sharing the word of the choir. And after that, then we go on stage and we perform. Because once you get on the stage, there's nothing that can stop us.
So you also sing too, or you're just
I sing, yeah.
I'm
one of the lead singers there.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. The next question I have, because now we've talked about the choir itself.
Yes.
As the conductor or director of the choir, I've sang with choirs before, and
oh,
I
yeah.
know not everybody pays attention when they're supposed to pay attention.
yeah.
So what is practice or rehearsal like? Do you have to, you're not paying attention, and people come late, and we want to hear how normal they are.
You know what happens in our practice is what we take it seriously.
Okay.
And even though sometimes I make jokes sometimes because I don't like when there's too much seriousness. Because sometimes when you put seriousness in a person, you know, you won't get the person.
They won't get the quality
exactly.
because it's too tight.
Yeah,
you've got to relax.
Tight.
Yeah,
you gotta relax in here. So I put a little bit of comedy. You can even see on stage.
Mm-hmm.
There are moments where I would just go and we see I do something and people would be laughing and the choir would be laughing.
Yeah.
But you just because what we do is that we take it seriously, especially when it comes to songs that we're singing and doing the choreography, because that's where the difficult part is. Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta get 24 people doing the same thing.
All at the same time.
Yeah, and then
and on
beat. So yeah. But we make sure that we're on point. We make sure that it's not that difficult for us. It was difficult in 2002. But now once we got going and now it's easy for us.
Okay.
Yeah, it's much more easier.
So now if I had absolutely no rhythm.
Yeah.
And I had two left feet. And I say, I want to join your choir.
We'll make you know those things.
You're going to teach
we're
me?
We're going to teach you how to do
those
steps.
I see.
We're going to teach you how to do it, and we're going to make sure we give you some time to, because it's not easy, but you can going to learn it. Because, I mean, we also go around and teaching people steps and all that, and we do workshops.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, and
oh.
once people are, we can see people dance, I would teach and teach and teach. And I'll say, okay, because I come out, let's leave them on their own. Let's
okay.
watch. And they'll be like, and they know what it says. So, yeah.
Okay.
Boom.
And when I hear the African music, it's very similar to the West Indian
calypso
soca.
Yeah, yeah.
And we dance almost the same.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know lots of African people, and when they're playing their music,
yeah.
I'm still, you know, doing what I would normally
exactly.
do, and it doesn't look any different.
Exactly.
So now you guys are having fun, and you're partying and singing and ministering.
Yes.
Could life get any better?
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. It can, you know. Yeah, but what we always say in the choir is that we just wish God gives us more days or more years to go to stick as a choir.
Amen.
You know, because what happens is that we just lost one of my bass singers. He was one of the strongest bassists. His name is Vusi Madondo.
Mm-hmm.
He passed on last year.
Oh.
Yeah, and he passed on as we were about to go on tour.
Oh
so,
dear, so you really felt that, because then you've got to try and figure out what to
somebody,
do
yeah,
to cover
you know,
that.
Because
right.
it's never easy, so we always pray that, you know, when as much as we're on tour, we don't get to hear bad news about home, we don't get to somebody get hurt or whatever, so we make sure that we pray that God just keeps us together for years to come here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's got to be tough.
It is, because sometimes you... People have to go back home to go bury their sisters, sometimes their mothers, sometimes their, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if somebody, how does one hear about joining your choir?
Is
it just by word of mouth?
No, we put it on the newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah, and then people...
You must get a lot of people applying.
Yeah, we do. Actually, even when we go and join all over the place, and then people be like, when can I join? How many languages do you speak?
Exactly. And it's English and it's not very good.
Yeah, but we put it on the paper and then somebody will send it on the website and then like on our website, on our Twitter handle, and then we're going to on our Facebook. And,
well, there you go. There's your own reality show, because they have American Idol and Canadian Idol. We'll have to put South African Idol for the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Yeah.
And we'll see who can sing.
Exactly.
And if they actually know their Zulu or whatever other interpretations they need, because then that's when they'll mess up.
Yeah, because you have to know how to speak Zulu to sing. Sotho, like Xhosa.
I love when you say that.
it's Xhosa, and then you gotta know Venda, you know. So yeah.
Okay. Now our standard choir here, we would come to choir practice and we'd all get ready, we'd sit in our section and we'd have to do warm ups.
Yeah.
Do you do traditional warm ups or how do you guys do your warm ups? Do you do scales? How do you do this?
We sometimes change. We sometimes we do scales.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes because Kevin would make them do scales, and sometimes we do like a, there's a warm up that we do.
I want to hear this.
It goes like it's the tongue clicking, which is closer. So you say, Makoba matata mangani sengati lenya mitenge nguwe. Makoba matata mangani sengati. Every time you go, Makoba matata mangani. So yeah. So you play with your
Well, ours is the tip of your teeth, your tongue, your lips. The tip of your teeth, your tongue, your lips.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because it helps you to get your enunciation and flow of going.
Yes.
You have to do that again for me one more
time.
It says,
Wakoba makata mangani sengati lenya mitenge nguwe. Wakoba makata mangani sengati lenya mitenge nguwe. Itenge nguba. Something like this, yeah.
Okay. I don't think I'm joining the choir yet. I'll need some more practice. So you're here, and then after you said you go back home.
Yes.
And then where do you go after that? Because I know you said you've got Europe, you said?
Yes, yeah.
When is the European tour?
We're starting it on the first, the last week of October. So all the time now we'll be promoting our latest album.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then after that we go to Europe.
Where in Europe are you going to be going?
We've got Germany, Hamburg. We've got I think Italy and Spain, And we've got Sweden, we've got...
We are connected to one of the Italian gospel group events.
Wow, man.
And various things. So if I will have to stay in touch and find out where your tours are going
to
be, because then I can help promote them and post them there as well.
Wow, that would be wonderful. Yes.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Yes.
And then and then you'll have to send me the practicing so I can...
I can send it to
And work on my skills so I can audition for the choir.
No problem. I can send you all our practice session and all that. And I can,
So now you leave here today and you're heading to Lindsay.
No, we leave here tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, today we're just doing like a whole lot of publicity.
Okay.
And after that, tomorrow actually it's our first show in Lindsay. So we travel there and then we play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anybody at home that you want to say hi to?
Back in South Africa. I would say hi to my mom, to my brothers, to my friends.
Very good. Oh, Shimmy, it's been a pleasure. And before we close out, I always like to pray as well.
Yes.
So I'm going to get this opportunity to do that with you because we are going to pray. So join with us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for traveling mercies, Lord. And I know they've already asked that you would watch over their friends and their family and keep them in perfect peace. So, Father, we ask that you sustain until they return. And, Father, we lift up Mandela and his family and the nation, Father God. And we ask that you would guide and direct and continue to prepare. We know you have a purpose, but we just ask for a little more time. And Father God, as they go on their tour, that you would continue to move mountains, touch lives, Father God. And Father God, we speak it with the power and authority in Jesus, that you would use each voice in one collectively, and let the Spirit of Jesus just roam through the places, and lives be changed, people be healed, and all things that are not of you be restored according to thy will. And we ask that you continue to bless them, keep your hands upon them, and sustain them to keep going. And we ask it all now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Oh, my brother, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And God bless you. And we thank you from Pastor J. Rao's show. We're signing out at the Marriott Hotel. And don't forget, you want to come and see them. And if you miss it, well, it's your own fault, because I know how good it is. God bless.
Amen. That just sounds like it was just the other day, but it was back in July when the Soweto Gospel Choir were here on tour. And at the time, we were talking about Mandela and had done a tribute to Nelson Mandela. And now we don't just celebrate his life, but we celebrate his passing and him going to his final resting. And I want to say hello to my friend Shimmy, bless his heart. And that wonderful choir will be back here on tour at the Sony Center in Toronto, February the 21st, 2014. And I definitely know I'm going to make sure I am in attendance so I can go and enjoy them. And you need to get your tickets to go and see them too. It's just, if you're just hearing them, can you imagine what it's like to even watch them? They put their whole being and their whole self into their performances. They are a culture and a people of life. Amen. And speaking of life, it's ironic that at the time we were speaking of the life of Mandela and him being critically ill. And our sister that we just got off the phone with, Sister Alexis, talked about life and longevity and Mandela passing at the age of 95. You know, when you think about it, he's been ill and we thought we lost him a long time ago and he only just passed. So God not only gave him longevity, but gave him a good sense of time to be able to not just say goodbye, but to allow us. Amen. Praise God. And just to close that out, before we say anything more, I've posted on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page a quote from the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and it says, "What counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is what difference we have made to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead. And that was Nelson Mandela. Amen. And very deep and powerful words, because when you think about everything you say, everything you do affects somebody, even when you don't even realize it. Amen. And so we have to be so careful with the words that we use and the power of the mighty tongue. Maybe one of the smallest muscles, but it's the biggest one that causes the most damage. Amen. And I just wanted to read a little bit more here. It says about Nelson Mandela, and as you know, we've put a link to the foundation that has a bit of a biography on him. And, you know, he's been through so much. But yet when you look at his face, there's so much peace. One of the comments that we did receive, and we had a lot of people react to their thoughts on Nelson Mandela, a dear friend of mine who actually is a teacher in Windsor, and she very much is into Black history and teaches it and has won awards literally across Canada for it, made a comment about one of the pictures that we had on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting communications page, and it was Mandela and the fist of power. And she said, you know, so much power in that fist. And it's so funny because we, as people, we look at the power of that fist and we don't just hold it up, but sometimes we use our fists and we create violence, we react with violence. And sometimes it's very hard when violence is put upon you that you want to respond back with violence. And for him to go through everything he's gone through, you still see the look of peace on his face. Amen. And so he's found his final resting peace. And we are honored that we were able to celebrate his life and his death. And I had written something that I had dedicated to Nelson Mandela. And I'm going to read that now. And it's on my J. Wright Rouse author page. And it's called Sometimes. And, you know, it's your life and death, you have to really consider it and think about it. And sometimes it's the little things that we don't think about that mean the most. And it reads, sometimes the quietest of us make the most noise. Sometimes what seems to be the weakest of us are the strongest. Sometimes those of us in bondage are the most powerful. Sometimes our inner pain does not restrict us from who we are. Sometimes when others see no hope, we hold on because that's all we have left. Sometimes when the world sits back and watches, a few will create a movement. Sometimes when you cry a few tears, the compassionate ones cry more. Sometimes the wrong you wanted righted will still be right in the end. Sometimes when the struggle is at the end of its rope, the knot becomes larger than life. Sometimes when justice does not prevail you, the timing is not yet time. But at all times, I can assure you, the first will be the last, and the last will be the first. Rest in sweet peace, Nelson Mandela. Gone, but never, ever will be forgotten. The legacy lives on, long and strong. Amandla, amen, praise God. And I'll post that on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. I'm going to bring us out this evening with a song, again, from Soweto Gospel Choir. And the one we heard before the audio of our July 2nd interview with Shimi Gianni of Soweto Gospel Choir was A Place in Heaven. And I tell you, the music just makes you want to cry. It's just so powerful. And this one, I think it's timely, and we will close out with that. But just remember, there is power of life and death in the tongue. And sometimes to hold your tongue could be the one that saves your life. Amen. But we have to remember, and we need to continue to pray for South Africa that they don't lose their way and they continue to come through and grow in abundance and develop into who the nation should be and could be, and that they don't step back in time, but they move ahead of time and even outgrow some of us. That would be such a joy and a pleasure. But until then, we will reconnect next week. We have some wonderful guests for you, some more Christmas music. And at this time, we want to bid adieu and good night to you. And this is I Bid You Good Night by the Soweto Gospel Choir. So God be with you until we meet again.
Thank you.